BBC Audio presents Series 1 to 4 of Life at Absolute Zero. Welcome to Meridian Cliffs, located at exactly 0 degrees 0 minutes west and 0 degrees 0 minutes east. This is where the Greenwich Meridian meets the Channel, and where time stands poised at absolute zero. These 26 beautifully observed and gently comic stories are written and read by Lynn Truss, directed by Kate McCall, and are a peer production for BBC Radio 4.
At Meridian Cliffs, on the south coast of England, there is a certain tough but defeatist quality in the people that is, you can't help thinking, entirely environmental in its origins. Due to the constant battering wind from the sea, there is a tendency amongst the locals to walk in a particular stompy, flat-footed kind of way. At rest, they also lean at an angle, as if into the wind, and even indoors they shout, as if into the teeth of a gale. When they go shopping in nearby Brighton, all this telltale tilting, stomping and yelling certainly marks them out from the crowd. The first time I met Sarah Burkett at a bus stop, I knew at once she was from Meridian Cliffs by the way she said, "Bus is late, but what can you do?" But it's not just the wind you have to worry about at Meridian Cliffs. There is also rampant coastal erosion. Since its foundation in 1921, the settlement has lost at least 15% of its original surface area, as the cliffs have crumbled and dropped, sometimes taking quite popular landmarks along with them. You may have heard the expression, "There goes the neighbourhood." In Meridian Cliffs, "there goes the neighbourhood" means something quite different from what it usually means anywhere else in Britain. When the settlement was founded, just after the First World War, it was initially christened Armistice-on-Sea as the result of a newspaper competition. Few regret that the name didn't stick. Other commemorative names were also mooted. But then, one day, someone drew a line on a map and realised that the Prime Meridian ran right through the site, the same one that runs through Greenwich, which meant that it was the place where you were not only 0 degrees 0 minutes west, but also, amazingly, 0 degrees 0 minutes east. And so the name Meridian Cliffs was coined. There were great ambitions at first. Picture postcard images from the 1920s show optimistic entrepreneurial ventures, restaurants and tea shops, and places selling souvenirs and knick-knacks. It's as if Meridian Cliffs were a proper functioning seaside resort. The grassy tops of the cliffs were even advertised as an ideal place for picnicking. But maybe it was the way all the sandwiches blew away unless they were weighted down with rocks. Or maybe it was the way enormous seagulls routinely strafed the scene like enemy aircraft. Or maybe, and yes, on balance it was probably this, it was the great picnic collapse disaster of 1936 that was to blame. But holidaying at Meridian Cliffs soon became something that nobody would dream of. The town was very sorry for what had happened to those poor unwary picnickers in 1936, by the way. So much so that for decades after the picnic disaster, a party of Meridionians, led by the now elderly founder of the place, George Burkett, would mark its anniversary with a solemn ceremony. Little Sarah Burkett, holding hands with Grandpa George, still remembers being among those who used to gather at a guano-caked plinth on the clifftop, which was topped by a life-size bronze representation of a picnic basket. But then, in 1972, the entire cliff, plinth, basket and all, collapsed just after the Burkett party had walked away from it, and they decided then that enough was enough. Now the wind has won. Meridian Cliffs has surrendered. George Burkett is no more. His granddaughter is glad he didn't live quite long enough to see his town wave its white flag, lie down and give up the ghost completely. Pretty balustrades have disappeared, and what was once an elegantly fronted, fine dining establishment is now a plate-glass-windowed betting shop with its back turned firmly to the sea. Today, people often pass through Meridian Cliffs without realising they've even been through a town, although for a while
Sample complete. Ready to continue?